Welcome back to another episode of Roommates with myself, Cardell Jones, and Tyvis Powell, brought to you by Letterman Row. Follow those guys out on Twitter at Letterman Row for all your latest and greatest Ohio State news. So, Tyvis, what's up, man? It's been a busy week, busy weekend for Ohio State. Definitely recruiting. Had some big recruits in town this past weekend. I think pretty much 18 of their top guys were in town and trying to get a feel for campus and being around. And last year, this time, clearly wasn't allowed to do that. So it's good to have some type of form of normalcy back to recruiting and get ready for the season. And just speaking about recruiting, how big is it? How big do you think it is for recruits to have these type of bonding and gelling atmosphere with other recruits that potentially be playing, you know, any and everywhere for the next 3 or 4 years?
You know, it's everything, you know, because like you say, you're going to be there for the next 4, potentially 5 years. You know, you got to make sure that, you know, it's a family environment. You know, you just got to, it's just like a feeling that you get when you go somewhere and you like, man, like I can see this being home. Like everybody is friendly, you know, people are there to help out. You know, you get the good vibes. You just, it's a feeling that you get. I know when I went, obviously, you know, it was different for me. It was like, it was a no brainer. Like when I got there, you know, I had already clicked with, Coach Johnson, Tave, Coach Meyer was new there. So I got to meet him for the first time. And, you know, he was a great, real great guy. Coach Mick kind of scared me a little bit, but I could tell, like, I had the feeling that, you know, I'm going to get better with this guy. Like the way he came at me was like it was intimidating, but it was like, man, I know that you're going to get me right. And I think, when people go to Ohio State, like it was just like they roll out the red carpet for you. You know, it's just like a very home feeling. They make it. I mean, Coach Meyer, when we was there, that's like the number one thing he preached was trying to make it a family atmosphere. And I really felt that.
Yeah, for sure. And then one of the things that, you know, that these recruits got to understand on their visits, man, for the most part, you know, your visit is not going to always consist of everything you saw on a recruiting trip. The coaches are not going to be as friendly and the environment is not going to be as nice all the time because we know, you know, Columbus on a Saturday night, you know, it can be a hostile environment for both teams just because, you know, our fans are passionate, you know, and you go out and have a bad game and you check your name on Twitter or you walking back to your car and you know, you might have some hate towards you. So,
you check your name on Twitter, man.
Yeah, so you might have a little hate towards you, but I think, man, it was so great to have all these guys on campus because, you know, the whole recruiting trips are not just about the university. It's about getting out and seeing the city as well. I mean, knowing some of the players on the team now and having an opportunity and randomly just casually bumping into some of the guys out Friday and Saturday night, you know, at dinner or whatever it may be. This common theme kept coming up. Man, it's so real here, and I had no idea Columbus, Ohio was like this because you know, I think about it, Ohio State is recruiting all around the country. Yeah. These guys are coming from bigger cities, smaller cities, whatever it may be, and they don't have a real feel from Columbus, Ohio, the city, other than Ohio State Buckeyes, right? You know, so that's great for those guys to have an opportunity to get out and see if they can see themselves not just attending, you know, the school, the university, but living in Columbus, Ohio. And just thinking about some of the players who come from all around the country and definitely around the state for life after football, they relocate, stay in Columbus, Ohio after school or after their athletic career is over because it's such a great town. It's such a great sporting town. And it's all about the Buckeyes. So, I'm glad those guys got a chance to see that. And hopefully those guys that have opportunities to go on other visits with some, you know, some of the guys they know and things like that. I know Quinn, the number one quarterback in the 2022 class, is coming back up here with one of his receivers, hopefully to, you know, push the envelope, you know, with Ohio State, you know, potentially, you know, him getting an offer there, kind of a little package deal. So I think that's pretty cool of him to do. It just shows that, you know, that kid is the ultimate team player. I want to bring one of his, you know, teammates, you know, to college from. That's pretty sweet.
It could be great motivation too. You know, back when I was in, if I could, I would have brought a younger kid, you know, just to motivate somebody that got talent, you know, but maybe, you know, they ain't got their head on straight, you know, maybe
just getting overlooked.
Yeah, something like that. You know, put them in front of somebody. Did I do mine with you? Yo,
I can't. I can't remember.
I can't either. You was a year. I think you was a year older than me anyway. So you probably would have did it before mine.
Yeah. Yeah, that no, that's crazy though, man. I mean, you look at, you know, kind of reflecting on my recruiting time and going to places like, you know, LSU, Ohio State, Penn State, going down south a little bit.
Oh, you took all yours.
I took four. I didn't take five.
I took one.
So I'm definitely against that.
No, I know you. I'm sure you are. But me, I was listen. My mind was made up, bro. My mind was made. I didn't even need to see it, bro.
What I tell guys through the recruiting process, and you have younger guys, and I have a nephew who's getting ready to go through that process. Actually, right now, is heading up to East Lansing to go to a Michigan State camp. Our high schools, or our former high, my former high school, is taking the guys up there, and I'm just like, man, keep an open mind, man. I know everybody got their dream schools and schools they grew up watching and loving and things like that, but you know, going to these places with an open mind, and I know it's hard at that young age, but think about life after football. Think about what school could potentially set you up or put you in the best position, or you can make the best contacts, or that you can network with some of the people that's going to who cheer for you, you know, your time in college, and who can probably look out for you on the back end by, you know, pointing you in the right direction or helping you out.
That's crazy. So, that's crazy you say that, because it's like now that we even went through it, you know, and now that we, you know, adults, it's kind of like, man, we glad we made the decision. But like, it's hard to get that to through somebody that's going like 18, 17, 18 year old mind. Like this
decision. I mean, that's hard to do. Think about when we was in Real Life Wednesday sitting there and thinking about that. Like, yeah, we in a position now where, you know, we was, you know, wasn't thinking that the end is close, but you always closer to the end of your career than the beginning. True. And yeah, we took it serious, but it was like, yeah, we worry about that in, you know, 10th.
Yeah, when that, yeah, when it's time, you know, right yeah, now, we try to get to the league.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll see, man. So I'm excited for these big name recruits. I'm excited for these guys to have a chance to get around the campus and get around some of the former players and see if they gel. And also, the recruiting process is also a filling out process for the current players. Because, yeah, you might be the top player or a highly recruited guy. But, you know, me as a current player, I remember when we had, you know, to host certain recruits and things like that, never going to drop any names. But and I was just like, man, I don't know if this guy will make it here. Yeah, he's a baller on the field. But think about everything that consists of being an Ohio State athlete on and off the field. Yeah. I mean, I'm like, you know, some of the guys on recruiting trip, I'm like, man, we'd be getting in trouble for this guy for our extra running or his workout, whatever it may be. Because, you know, you look at some guys that might not be a con, or you think, because you know, you're filling out process, you develop an opinion about a guy, might not be accountable or might be a liability off the field. So you don't want guys like that in your program. And it, like I said, it's a filling out process for, you know, coaches, current players, and recruits.
Oh, yeah. Well, the host, as in us players that was hosting recruits, I mean, we get the clear uncut version of the recruit. So we probably have the best idea of what that player or that kid is about. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, people, you know, it is. It's a good time, though. You know, it's good to see, like, the people being loose around you. You know, you get to
– yeah.
They don't want to put on this front. You know, they feel safe with you that they can let their guard down and be who they really are. You know, and that's a respect thing. You know, obviously they respect us enough to trust, they trust us enough to do that.
Yeah, and then vice versa. You know, I mean, you know, like I said, a common theme that I was hearing through the recruits and some of the players I was mentioning about some of the guys they were hosting, that one, they didn't know Columbus, Ohio was like this, far as, you know, being such a great city. Oh, and yeah. Two, that, you know, oh, it's so real here. The players are keeping it real. The coaches are keeping it real. Because then, when the recruiting process, when I had an opportunity to host the recruits and stuff and be around recruits, I tell them, hey, if you play, you keep your nose clean. And I was telling them this at a point where I was young in my career and I was still on that immature level. I'm just like, hey,
if you grew out of that?
No, of course not. Anyway, if you do what you have to do here, if you do what you have to do here on and off the field, you know, not saying you have to be the best player in the world, all that stuff, but you keep your nose clean, do what you got to do, you'll love it here. But if you are one of those players that's a common issue and for a headache for the coaches and players, then you're going to hate it here.
For sure. They did a great job. They did a great job of making miserable. Like you feel like you're not wanted. You know, if you're not doing anything to help this team out or help the program, it's like, you know, why are you here? Like they do a great job of that. I tell you that right now. That's the thing. I've been on both sides of the fence. Like I'd have been like early on where it was like when I was redshirting, it was like, who is this? Like, we don't even really want to be around that guy to, you know, becoming a starter. But it's great motivation, though. When they do that to you, it motivates you because it's like you have a choice to make. Like, do I, like, transfer up out of here, or do I put my head down and just keep chopping wood and try to make myself better, to make myself a better player? And obviously, the right angle.
Yeah, but also I think I brought that up on an aspect of doing what you have to do off the field before you even have the opportunity to present yourself or put yourself in position where you can see what you really made of on the field. You know, like, you know, when it comes to just being on time for tutors and class and study table and what is it, breakfast club and things like that, those little things translate to bigger issues potentially if you're not taking advantage of them on the field. And
no, they pay attention to that a lot. Yeah.
So if you like, that was my message to guys, you know, because clearly I couldn't tell you nothing about playing so far. I'm like, I don't play, but come here, you might want to be on time for stuff. Yeah, if you come here, you might want to be on time for stuff. But, you know, switching gears a little bit, talking about recruiting. So good luck to all those guys through the whole recruiting process. Hopefully the Buckeyes end up with, you know, a handful of those guys to potentially.
It would be nice.
Because, it's a great group of guys they had in here. And it's right now, I think the Buckeyes in the top three or four in the recruiting class of 2022. So, you know, landing a few more of those guys will definitely push those guys in the top two. So we'll see. Like I said, good luck to those guys in the recruiting process. But, man, you know, one thing those guys will have an opportunity to do potentially when they get to Ohio State or in any of these major schools they go into is to have an opportunity to play in the college football playoffs. And the biggest news this week about the college football playoffs, they've been thinking about expanding to 12 teams. Nay or yay to the college football playoffs, that they're already not paying these players to extend this to 12 teams. I think the first four teams, top four teams get a bye, and then, you know, five play 12 and vice versa, things like that. So what do you think about that?
I think they're doing too much, honestly. Like, I understand that every year it seems like there's some teams that feel like they got left out, but I don't think you need 12 teams to figure that out. Like, six, you could do six, and that's fine. Like, the first two get a bye, the bottom four play. Like, that's fine. But, like, 12, that's like a whole other season. Like, no. Like, I'm not with that. And the sad part is, like, they really considering it. Like, really doing it. Like, man, y'all need to cut a check or something.
You know, going to a 12-team playoff system, no matter what. I mean, think about when we had the BCS when one played two. Well, three and four. Well, three always complain because, I had just as good of enough record and blah, blah, blah.
And now it's going to be 13 and 14 complaining.
Yeah, exactly. It's
never
going to
be right. Yeah.
Right. Five and six. You know, we make a big deal about the five and six, the first two out, almost as big as the top four.
Yeah.
You know, that's how they start the college football final ranking, the playoff show. Oh, first two out. Like, why are we even talking about that? We're talking about the top four teams going to go in a playoff system and play for a national championship game. Now we're going to move it to 12. We're still going to talk about the first two out, the 13 and 14 teams.
Yeah.
You know, there's always going to be that team. There's always going to be teams that feel like they, you know, on the outside looking in, it happened to you 2-3 years in a row. You go, expanded to blah, 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 blah. So I'm opposed to expanding it even to six. If you expand it to six or more, then you got to cut out some regular season games, because if you continue to add games to the end of the season, now you're cutting off the period of spring ball. Now that turnaround is faster.
So, yeah.
Correct. So now the players' bodies have less time to recover. Yeah. Now think about so the first four teams will get a bye, you know, and then like, okay, think about 5 through 12. Well, they're going to play X amount of games, and then they're going to play these fresh teams. And now they potentially would be playing one or two more games than anyone else if they, you know, run the table from the 5 through 12 seed.
Yeah.
So now that window of opportunity, that window of recovery is shortened dramatically for that team to lead to next season.
Yeah. I mean, it's never going to be right. Like, there is no system that's ever gonna, I don't think, gonna be put in play where it's gonna be right. Like I said, everybody's gonna feel like they got snubbed no matter what you do. Right. I mean, six is the furthest I could after that.
But you cut off I would say six, but you got cut off a regular season game.
I take that, as long as it ain't the last one for us. I don't, I
no, you would definitely, hey. You would probably cut off like one of the you know, one of the four out of season, I mean, out of conference games, which I'm totally okay with. You go with six teams and one and two get a bye.
Well, we play 15 games when we won the Natty. 12. Yeah, 12 to beat. Yeah, it was 15 games because we did 12 in the regular season, the Big Ten Championship, Sugar Bowl, Natty. That's 15 games.
Yeah,
so, you trying to go more than that?
NFL schedule.
That's an NFL schedule.
NFL schedule. You ain't paying these guys. Like but I we said, already know.
Go with a check.
We already know the NCAA is all about, you know, benefiting them in their pocket. So clearly the 12. I mean, the 12 teams in a playoff will benefit a lot of, you know, teams who are getting snubbed out and have an opportunity to play on a national level, national stage. But it's going to benefit the NCAA more because you're bringing clearly more money. Yeah. So I'm totally against it.
They probably feel some type of way about the players getting paid for their name and likeness and stuff. So, you know, they like, well, we're going to get them on this.
NCAA has done one thing correct, in my personal opinion, other than his name and likeness thing. And I feel like, you know, and it's been the transfer portal, because the simple fact of now you put some power back
they used to have to sit out a whole year, didn't they?
Yeah, you had to sit out a whole year. Coaches can only release you. They release you to certain teams or divisions or conferences and things like that. It's just like, come on, man. But a coach can, you know, one coach that really still bugs me and really rubbed me the wrong way is Jimbo Fisher, just because of the simple fact.
You don't like Jimbo?
I don't say I don't like him. I think he's a great coach, but I don't agree with the simple fact of you coaching at Florida State. You know, maybe get stuck with one or two bad recruiting classes, but these are guys that you've been to. These are guys that you did not develop. These are guys that you sat in these parents' homes and told them, hey, we're going to do this, 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 and for your kid, and it didn't happen. And you completely jumped ship, leaving that program the way it is right now.
He did do that.
Take over an A&M team that was, you know, was up on the up and coming. And now you have more resources. Now you have, now you're getting paid more money. But the last 2 years prior to that, you know, just been, you know, pretty much a down year to your standards and to the history of Florida State standards. But you can leave these guys there. They continue to get crushed, going through coaches, you know, going through different players. And you can just walk into a program that was already soaring and nothing happens to you. You don't have to sit out a year. You don't have to take a pay cut, nothing like that. But if a player want to do that, one, the media is going to attack him. Oh, man, he's scared of competition. He's scared of this. He's scared of that. He's getting beat out. He's not nothing. But if a coach want to do it, oh, he's taking a better opportunity.
Yeah.
This is a test for him. Let's see if he can really do it on this level.
Yeah.
Like, come on. You got to be kidding me.
You ain't wrong.
Yeah. So you got to be kidding me. So I'm going to applaud the NCAA. I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm going to applaud the NCAA for the transfer
portal.
Is they
really that bad? Is they that bad?
I think it's tough, man. I just think it's tough.
About a dollar. Huh? They put money over the athlete.
For sure. When it comes to but yeah, of course they put money over the athlete. I mean, think about the NCAA tournament bubble this past year with the boys stuff versus the girls stuff. It's like, yeah, our big money seller is the boys tournament. Boom, let's invest in them. But the girls tournament is not as important. NCAA, that's what you're telling us. Did you see their weight room?
They did four
little dumbbells, and then, you know, the boys and girls was comparing swag. But don't get me wrong, like, it's a double-edged sword because, you know, Ohio State, a lot of that new stuff is going up. A lot of those players on other teams, other sports, are benefiting from clearly the football program because that's where the money is going into. But okay, so divided equally into the other sports, which I agree with. But the NCAA should do that as well when it comes to the men's and the women's basketball. Like, that was just horrible the way they did the women's basketball.
Yeah.
Like, golly.
I mean, you're 100% correct. I mean, I will always think that you would do what's best for the athletes. I mean, you should take care of what's bringing your money in. Like, that should be number one priority on your list to make sure that they are good. But
yeah, for sure. Like, for sure.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm just a guy.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall when the NCAA decision makers are making so many decisions. Like, hey, like, you know, let's get a boys all this stuff, especially now. Let's get a boys all this stuff in this great swag bag. Let's get a girl's this. Let's get a boy's this great meal every day.
Yeah, that's
gonna grow us this. Like,
I don't know why they even thought that that would be like cool. Like, I don't know. That's kind of, it's kind of sad actually. But transitioning, man.
Yeah, for sure. I guess, man. Well, we'll see, man. The Buckeyes kick off in less than 90 days. So excited for that. As we get closer, we have some more Buckeye scoop, and you know, as these guys get ready for camp and things like that. But I'm gonna guess we can stay on a little bit of basketball. Your Greek freak, your Milwaukee Bucks are down 2-0 to my official. Oh no, no, bandwagon here, bandwagon me. I bandwagon this shit. It's okay. Gosh. It's okay to bandwagon if you admit it.
No, it ain't. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Whoever told you that is lying. Why? Where's loyalty at? Where's loyalty
to who? I don't have a team in the playoffs. I didn't have a team all year until the Brooklyn starts smacking people.
So now you just go jump on the ship. Listen.
Yes.
Listen. Wait a minute.
It's room on the ship.
Can I get the floor for a second? Give me a second. I need to talk to America.
Okay, stand up.
Let me talk to America on this one, all right? I stood there before this series started. I said, Bucks and six, okay? That's what I said, okay? I, as a man, as a real man, I have no choice but to stand on what I said. And I still believe the Bucks will win in six. You know why? Because if you go back, this ain't got nothing to do with Ohio State and anything. But this is this is just the facts. You can check me if I'm wrong. They've played each other 3 times in the regular season, 2 times in the playoffs so far. Every home team has won the game. So, they back in Milwaukee now. So, they got the energy. The three should be flying. They're going to play some team ball. And they're going to figure it out, bro. They're not going to run away from the problem. They're going to run straight through the wall. All right? We're going to figure this out. Okay? Somebody got to step up. You crazy if you think they're going to continue to not play well, especially at home. Like, there's no way. Well, I guess we're going to find out, though. Like, Bucks and six. If it's going to happen, they're going to shock the world. Y'all going to call me a prophet when this happens. Y'all going to be like, man, Tyvus, know what he talking about. I'm just saying.
Tyvus, they got three guys.
I don't care what they got.
Is combining for over 90 points.
What so? You what do you mean? You so
90
so
points.
This is a 90 five. Points. Listen, this is a team sport.
That's what I'm saying.
It's five three, players.
They 90 so they three. Need. Imagine they what need the other six. Go give them.
So they need five players to beat the three players.
Listen, it can be done. Tyvus, if my three keep giving me 90, I just need my other six give me five. Give me five. We won. Give me five apiece.
It's time. It's time for players to step up, bro. You gotta step
okay,
up.
Okay, I'm gonna ask the other six.
So let me ask
listen,
you.
Listen, this is what I'm gonna do. This one, you ask your players to step up. I'm gonna ask my other six to step up. Guess what I'm gonna ask them now. Give me six. Y'all give me six apiece. Y'all give me six apiece. Y'all stepped up. We won.
First of all, I don't know if James Harden is playing anyways.
Okay. Well, guess what?
So now you're down to 60 points.
65-70.
Whatever.
65-70.
That's fine.
Bron and Kyrie together one game score 42. Do you think Kyrie and KD can't do that?
Listen, like I say, bro, it's a team game. You young, bro. You young minded. All you think about is threes and scoring. It's a defense to this thing, bro.
Ain't no defense for a good shot. You do whatever you want.
Defense don't win championships no more?
No. Wow. I'm putting the ball in the hole. I don't care what type of good defense you play.
You know what, Cardale? You about 2 years older than me, but you young as hell, boy.
Listen. Whatever, man. Because I got the Nets ending this thing in five.
So we go get one. That's what you said.
Y'all might get one at home because the Nets want to end. Let me tell you why I didn't get one at home, because we want to end it on our court. We want to go party with Jay-Z and them on the sideline. We want to go party with Jay-Z.
Still, it's going to be a sad day, man, when it goes six games and they partying in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
like,
whatever.
They move on. If they get past them, they should win the championship Sure.
Whatever. We'll see, man. Thanks for joining us for another week of Roommates with myself, Cardale Jones, Timeless Powell, brought to you by Letterman Row. Follow those guys over at Twitter for all your latest and greatest Ohio State news and updates. Go Bucks. Catch you guys next week.